Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday, January 13th. Yeah, it could be Friday the 13th. Man, wild times, 2026. Poof. Again, I've been at this for 46 years. Never saw a wilder trip than this, man. Yep, never felt a wilder trip. You got it? Because everything coming out of Trump's mouth is nothing more than...
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
Horseshit? Hey, by his words you shall know him, right? What did he come out with the other day? New York Times asked him... if there were any limits on his global powers, hey, don't you know who I am? Hey, well, limits. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, once. There's one thing, my own morality, my own mind. It's the only thing that can stop me. I don't need international law. The only thing that can stop me is my mind. You know, I told you, the first thing I learned in close combat is the only time your ego gets into place is when your life is on the line. My own mind? Hey, how about if I don't know some shit? No, it's my own mind. Pure ego. Can you imagine if anybody else said this shit? Oh, my God. Hey, but he's the president. I forgot. This is terrible what's going on, man. And women. Yep. So, on the markets, the S&P went down a bit today, down 0.19%. The Dow was down nearly 400 points. The Nasdaq just slumped a little bit. The thing came out about J.P. Morgan Chase that they said their profits went up, beat expectations, but it dipped 4.2% because they're saying that Trump wants to put a one-year cap on credit cards so they can't steal more money, which I thank you, Trump. Hope you do it. That's the mafia used to get, and they got rid of the mafia because they got to bring in the Goldman Sachs gang. All right? Hey, remember this cover of the Trends Journal back in 2011? Yep. That's right. Prince of Peace, who I'm a warrior for, drove... the banksters out of the temple. What happened? 3 days later, poof, he's on the cross. You don't fuck with the banksters, right? So anyway, again, nobody's talking about the banks going bust. All the repo money going in right now, they're not talking about it at all. And again, what they're not talking about is the reality that there's going to be an office building bust. I gave you all the facts, all the numbers. And by the way, this week's Trends Journals, poof, probably the biggest one yet. You know, we didn't do it. We had the top trends last week, and we took off Christmas week. So there's a lot here. And again, if you subscribe for a year, it's like about $2.59 a week, pennies a day. And you go for the year instead of the month, we give you 2 months free, all right? So subscribe to the Trends Journal, and also get the word out there. You know, hit this click button. You're blacklisting me. They don't want me to. They don't want the truth. The prostitutes hate the truth. So please do what you can, because you know nobody. We don't have any advertisements in our magazine. Nobody tells us what to do. We only put down the facts. And again, we need your help. That's the only way we're going to get our algorithms up. So hit that like button again, and hit subscribe and share the videos everywhere you can. Because we're doing everything we can for peace on earth, goodwill to all. And the more you share, the more we're going to go up. So that's it. So what else going on here? Trump also said Monday evening that Microsoft is going to announce changes that will ensure Americans won't be hit with rising utility costs. Yeah. You know what that is. All right. And then Trump went after Powell again today. He said that incompetent or crooked. So they're going to lower interest rates. Goes back to it. You know, there's an article also in the CNBC about the K-shaped economy. The K means those at the top of the pot. They're the rich ones, and the ones at the bottom are nothing. It's an F-U-C-K economy, a fuck-you economy, by the data. They go to this economist that they go, he said that amid economic optimism, we take an opposing view, believing that the K economy shaped stocks up, only the wealthy spend more, is economically unstable. Yep, no shit. Again, read your economic overview. They came out with the CPI numbers, the consumer price index. And, you know, it was okay, but, you know, but again, inflation, here. Food prices, you know, that's the bottom line. Bottom line for the working class, us plantation workers of Slavlandia. They say it went up at the biggest spike since October 2022. That was when inflation was skyrocketing. Oh, yeah, but the Fed head and that other Ms. Faccia Brute, Janet Yellen, oh, Salenti, you're full of shit. You don't know what you're talking about. There's no inflation. It's only temporary. It's only transitory. And in the woke world of shit, it's only transgendatory, all right? Anyway, this fucking thing's going down. And again, you people, you don't like your language. Get the fuck out of here and grow the fuck up. You got people, you got, oh, Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. You like all the people that he killed? Quoted in the book, Double Down, I'm Really Good at Killing People. Why don't you get angry at Obama? I've swallowed his shit. And you like Slick Willie Clinton? I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only sucked my dick. All right? Oh, and then bombs away over Baghdad? Little Bushy Jr.? We're going to get that guy who saw me tonight. Get a life. And I stole a couple of $1 trillion of your money to do that one in the Iraq War. In the name of taxes. So don't get angry and use proper language because I'm still a little stupid shit in kindergarten. So fuck off. To make it clear. So, economic update. Again, absolutely no, zero, nothing between Wall Street and Main Street. Again, we only put the facts here. You ready? 93% of the equity markets are owned by the 10%. All right? 50% of the spending by the 10%. So it's a reality show. That's all it is. And where did Trump come out? He said Fed head Jerome Powell, quote, should cut interest rates meaningfully. They're going to do everything they can to prop up this economy. And that's why your cover of your Trends Journal is We Gold You So. Our top trend forecast for 2026, precious metals to shine on. That's right, both silver and gold. You know, gold was up, woof. Although it was up nice today, came down a bit. Let's see here. Gold, it closed at $4,585 an ounce. Go back to your Trends Journal, 2024. We called it a golden year for gold. All right? Back then, when we made that forecast, it was selling at $2,041, and now it's $4,585. Hey, they don't want to subscribe to the Trends Journal. No, I read the Wall Street Journal. They didn't fucking talk about gold until October when they really started talking about it. Before that, you were lucky to see a line here and there, right? Same thing with the Financial Times, one after another. And again, what's also driving the prices up. And again, today it hit, by the way, $4,635. So it was down $12 from yesterday. Silver. Silver was up to almost $90 an ounce, $89 and change. And it closed at $86.81, but still up $1.67. Bitcoin, again, only your facts are there, folks. You look at your top trends, and one of them is you said about Bitcoin. Yep, it's right there. Bitcoin or Bitcoin? The Trumpsters, they're into it. So it went up. And again, not what you like, what you want. It's what is, and that's the way we call it. So Bitcoin had a good day, up some 3% as we went on the air, selling over $94,000 per coin. So we're seeing, they're going to low interest rates. The low interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go up. And again, making things very, very serious is this Venezuela, what's going on over there. Yep. Some of Trump's quotes over here. He said what he's going to do. And one of them is that, yeah. Haha, that's live update. Just came on, we went on the air. Report. Trump administration warns Saudis, Gulf countries, to prepare for U.S. strike on Iran. All right? This is serious. Again, you go back to the facts. It was the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize Obama that started putting sanctions on Venezuela. Excuse me, on Iran. And then he made the deal with them, you know, the no nuclear deal. When they put the country was doing fine before the sanctions. And then Trump came in and he put more sanctions on them. European countries put sanctions on them. So I wonder why there are protests. The real is dying. Inflation's skyrocketing. And it's all the news. 2,000 people died, you know. What about 72,000 Palestinians killed? Shut the fuck up, Salenti. Oh, there's no news out about the Palestinians that they're still killing. Not a fucking word about it. Because Palestinian lives don't matter. So it's all about Iran and what their economy is doing. Not a word again, not a word about what's going on with the slaughter. Israel has demolished 2,500 buildings in Gaza since signing ceasefire deal. That's antiwar.com. Iran has also continued launching airstrikes against Palestinians across Gaza, killing at least 442 and wounding 1,240 since the ceasefire. What ceasefire? Shit fire. Nothing fire. So again, this thing is going to go on, and they launched this war, and it's one in your economic update. Yep. As reported by Reuters today, Iranian authorities have accused the U.S. and Israel of fomenting the unrest. Russia said it described as a subversive external interference in Iran's internal politics, saying any repeat of last year's U.S. strikes would be, quote, have disastrous consequences for the Middle East and international security. I guess they've been reading the Trends Journal for a couple of months now, we said this. Those are our exact words. Iran's security chief posted on X that President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu were the main, quote, main killers of the Iranian people. So sad but true, when war escalates and ramps up, precious metals prices spike higher. And then if they attack Iran, you're going to see oil prices spike. And if they go above $100 a barrel, you're going to see a global crash. This is really disastrous. And again, it's been the Israel-U.S. against Iran thing since the beginning. Since the beginning. The facts are all there. It's in your Trends Journal. We only put the facts. Yep. Trump posted that, quote, Iranian protest patriots, quote, Keep protesting. Take over your institutions. Help is on the way. And the Iranian officials wanted to meet with him, but he killed the deal. Very serious. Very, very, very serious. And again, I've been at this a lot of years. Never have I seen anything like this. So going back to your Trends Journal economic updates, trends on the economic front. Again, trends on the global economic front. Again, we're giving you about EVs, with luxury sales, with what's going on in Venezuela. We're giving you everything we can. Nobody's giving you what we can. So support us. We're supporting you. The more subscribers we have, the more we can do. And again, you subscribe for a year, we give you 2 months free. All right? All right? A grand total of $2.59 a week. And again, featured guest articles, great one by Judge Andrew Napolitano, Ron Paul. Yep, Making Imperialism Great Again. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Gary Null, Joe Duran, a great article by Gregory Manarino. This cat knows his stuff, man. And he's calling it like it is. You're not going to find it anywhere else. And there's a featured guest article, How Paul Bonner Reinvented the Internal Combustion Engine. That's right. You're not going to find this anywhere else. There's an internal combustion engine that could really, really be successful, but the cat can't get the dough behind him to make it happen. So maybe you can, and this is something you look into. And again, the facts are there. If you don't agree with them, fine, let us know. You know, we're doing the best we can to put down the facts that we're getting that we think are legit. So let us know if it's not. And then trends in geopolitics, you know, from Venezuela to Israel, invaders that morons and fucking imbeciles call settlers, stealing more land. They threw out 20 Palestinian families last week. 20 Palestinian. Oh, what's going on in Iran? Not a fucking word about this. And again, the Gen Z revolution, one of our top trends, ramping up like crazy, man. And it's only going to get worse. Gen Z, what's happening in Mozambique? One place after another. And again, this is serious. And a presidential reality show, more articles than we could believe. And again, it goes into cryptos as well, where it's going, why it's going, and who's going, pushing it to where it's going on, about Greenland, about just one thing after another. Yeah, Trump family looks to expand crypto empire into banking. I mean, again. And again, what Trump also did is put a 25% tariff on countries that are doing business with Iran. So that's going to bring down their economy more, ramp up more protests, make it more difficult. I mean, who the fuck is he to do that? I mean, what a bunch of shit. This is the guy that ran for office saying he was going to be a peace president. Remember? You forgot about that? Yeah. Let's go back to New Year's Eve. His resolution, peace on earth. He called himself, quote, the most anti-war president in history. Yeah, history. History today. Yep. And again, I've given you these quotes before. We want to have peace on earth all over. He said that in September. Yep. Man of peace or a piece of shit by his actions. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. October 20th, 2020. Where's the outrage of these lies? Outright lies. But maybe it'll get me killed for saying this. I want immediate peace, January 20th, 2025. I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the planet to peace. I want peace, January 25th, 2025. And again, now it's they're warning, again, that the United States is warning countries there may be a strike against them. So anyway, tune in tomorrow with Judge Napolitano and I. And this guy, he has a lot to say. This is very important. And again, it's up to you to make the change happen. We're doing what we can do. United we stand, divided we die. And it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority. Keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That's right. So it's up to you. So support us. We're supporting you. Subscribe, and don't forget tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Very Very important, extremely important, my podcast with Judge Napolitano. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please do all you can to make life on Earth much better than we have it now. Thank you.